Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show. I'm your host, as always, John Kuzma. Thank you guys for listening. It's a great day today. We just recapped all the AAF games, the Alliance of American Football, the new startup league that is kind of a development league for the NFL. And we saw some familiar faces break out yesterday in all the action. One player who played really, really well was Trent Richardson. Trent Richardson was on fire in the Birmingham Iron's 26-0 win over the Memphis Express. Week one of the AAF's inaugural season continued yesterday, and the Birmingham Iron took care of business. The gap between the Iron and the Memphis Express was substantial, and that was clear on both sides of the ball. Birmingham's offense was firing on all cylinders, and their execution was very crisp. A lot of that was because Trent Richardson turned back the clock and torched Mike Singletary's defense for 58 yards and two touchdowns. Richardson actually fumbled early on in the game, but took over in the second half. Right now, the former Alabama star is the top running back in the league, and how funny would it be if he played himself into another NFL job? The Iron also got a big night from Luis Perez, and he was much better than Christian Hackenberg. Perez threw for 252 yards, zero touchdowns, and zero interceptions compared to Hackenberg's 87 yards, zero touchdowns, and one interception. Obviously, it's going to take time to work out all the kinks, but the Express seemed to lack offensive continuity. Didn't have any elite weapons either, and when you look at what Quentin Patterson was able to do for Birmingham, it was tough to keep up with that. Patton recorded 107 receiving yards and has been the best receiver in the AAF up to this point. So between Perez, Richardson, and Patton, there was a lot of firepower. When you also factor in that Tim Lewis's defense was able to shut out Hackenberg and the Express offense, it just made this win even more convincing. Jonathan Massacoy was at the forefront of that effort, and he put up five tackles, two sacks, and three TFLs. Jamar Summers also had two tackles, one interception, and one forced fumble. The top performers for Memphis were Zach Stacy with 58 rushing yards and DeMarquise Gates with 10 tackles and two forced fumbles. Ultimately, though, the Birmingham Iron were too much to match up with, and they'll improve to 1-0. So the Birmingham Iron, brand new league, they come out and they really lay a solid foundation by hammering the Memphis Express. Memphis Express are coached by Mike Singletary. The Birmingham Iron are coached by Tim Lewis. And in this game, you know, Tim Lewis completely shut out Mike Singletary's team. Now, Mike Singletary is a defensive guy, played linebacker for the Chicago Bears. So we know he's a defensive-minded guy. And sometimes when you're a defensive-minded guy, if you don't know anything about offense, it can get away from you a little bit. That's what it felt like with this situation. And, you know, Christian Hackenberg and the Memphis Express, they couldn't sustain drives. They couldn't keep their offense on the field on third downs. They couldn't get any points. So what's happening is they had to punt the ball so much, and they had to keep running their defense out onto the field to save them. And eventually, even though clearly Mike Singletary has a decent defense, even though they gave up 26-0 or gave up 26 points, I should say, the defense was on the field the whole time. And that automatically puts you on your heels, puts you in a bad position where points can get racked up quickly. So, even though they gave up 26, I don't think that was necessarily that bad defensively, considering that they were just so bad on offense that Birmingham kept getting the ball back. And then Birmingham had three good weapons on offense. You know, Luis Perez, Trent Richardson went off, the 46 yards and two touchdowns. You know, Richardson fumbles in the first half and then lights it up in the second half to the point where he pretty much goes viral on all the social media networks, and everybody's talking about his career being revived. And then, you know, Quentin Patton, he goes for 107 yards and was outstanding as far as being a receiver for the Birmingham Iron. So Birmingham Iron had three offensive juggernauts, plus Tim Lewis's defense was good enough to pitch a shutout. You have to like how compelling of a win this was for Birmingham. And they're going to be up there to win this league, because if they can keep playing like that, they're going to be dangerous. Just a strong performance all around. The Birmingham Iron are here, and they arrived with the bang. These guys are looking good. Memphis, on the other hand, they need to either find an offensive guy that can get the most out of that group. Either that, or sometimes it's not necessarily the coaches. They just don't have the players to execute. They have to get better players. But right now, not a lot happening. Clearly, the final score showed that they scored 0 points. That's not good enough to win in any league. So just not good enough for the Memphis Express, and you expected a little bit more from them. And, you know, suddenly you see some coaches like Mike Martz lost in week one of the AAF. Mike Singletary lost in week one of the AAF. The Atlanta Legends got blown out. You know, it's already 1 week in, and some of these coaches are like, all right, let's not let this thing get too far out of control. You know, you lost one, you can't lose another game, start 0-2 in a new league, and just establish a reputation for losing early on in this new league and new team's existence. It's just not a good way to, you know, start things off. The next game we're going to review, the Arizona Hotshots and Salt Lake Stallions. John Wolford could be making a case for an NFL job after throwing for four touchdowns and leading the Arizona Hotshots to a 38-22 win over the Salt Lake Stallions. It's a little bit early to be saying John Wolford is going to make it back to the NFL, but there's no doubt he raised his value enormously. Wolford looked very sharp in one of the Lions of America football's first regular season matchups, and he's currently the top-rated quarterback in the new league. The former Wake Forest signal caller was on the Jets roster in September, but they ended up letting him go. That might not have been the best move, because Wolford is showing he can play. After lighting up for 275 yards, four touchdowns and no interceptions, it feels like this guy could be a third stringer on somebody's team, especially when you take into account that Buffalo was basically pulling people out of the stands to play QB at one point. Remember, they rolled out Derek Anderson, Nathan Peterman, and Matt Barkley at one point as starters. Some of the other players who stood out for Arizona were Rashad Ross and Jarrell Presley. Ross was dominant through the air, hauling in 103 receiving yards and two touchdowns. Presley also rushed for 64 yards and had one receiving touchdown. The Stallions were led by Josh Woodrum, who threw for 103 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. Eventually, Woodrum was knocked out of the game, though, and that killed Salt Lake's chances of winning. Nick Tuzdell, Jordan Leslie, and Matt Asiata all scored touchdowns in a tough night out. Luckily, it's only week one, and there's plenty of football left to be played. On the other side of the ball, Steven Johnson tore it up for the Hotshots defense, recording seven tackles and one interception. Will Sutton was also very good. He had four tackles, one sack, and one TFL. Cody Brown had six tackles, and Carter Schultz had four tackles. Those guys were the top performers, and each guy also had a sack. You know, week one is officially in the books, and it was definitely exciting to watch. We'll see how both teams respond to this outcome and where they go from here. So everybody was saying coming into this game that the Arizona Hotshots are the favorites to win the AAF. They have, the most players that were drafted or something like that. So they had a lot of guys that were selected in the draft, and obviously those are very good players that just even make it to that event. And really, I thought the hot shots were going to dominate, and I guess in a sense they did. They won 38-22, but the Stallions were looking pretty good in that first half when Josh Woodrum was in the game. He just looked the part of a quarterback. Yeah, he had a touchdown, and he did have an interception too, turned the ball over. But I think if he stays in, this game's a little bit closer. And I think Salt Lake could at least kept it close enough where they would have been confident to walk away from this game and think, hey, we can compete in this league. Even with the results they have, I feel like they probably feel that way. It would have been even better if Woodrum would have stayed and they would have kept it closer and took the hot shots down to the wire. But like I said, if Woodrum stays, it's definitely closer. And they made it competitive without their starting quarterback. You know, you lose your starting quarterback in this league and it's tough. Matt Linehan, I believe it is, came in for Woodrum and did all he could. But like I said, you know, John Wolford lights it up, the former Jet. He's the top-rated quarterback in this new league. He's got 4 touchdowns, 275 yards in his first game. That's definitely the way to start things off. Garrett Gilbert had a good night for the Orlando Apollos. But you have to believe Wolford, after just what he was able to do, is going to continue to light it up. And remember, Josh McCown played in the UFL, the United Football League, and eventually that helped him get back to the NFL. So this is huge for John Wolford. Like I said, his value increased so much from this performance. And, you know, if he comes out and throws 30 touchdowns and only has 10 interceptions or less, teams are going to look at this guy and they're going to think, you know, definitely is a backup or a third stringer who can be an insurance policy if the main guy goes down. And I think Wolford might be able to keep a team afloat if that were to happen. You know, a lot of teams, when they lose their starting quarterback, the whole thing just unravels. And there's just so much of a lack of a offense output, I guess you can say. And if you can get a guy like John Wolford for nothing that you can just sign, you know, you don't have to trade for him or anything. You can just sign him. Yeah, you got to pay him. But it probably wouldn't even be that much. And you believe he can give you something, I think that's a winning move for some team out there. Now, you look at some of the teams around the league. Look at Washington, for example. Alex Smith gets hurt. We don't think he's coming back in 2018. They're basically playing musical chairs at quarterback. Mark Sanchez was in there. Josh Johnson was in there. Those guys are older. Why not give the reins to John Wolford and let a young guy develop a little bit for 2 or 3 years, and then he could turn into something. I'm just saying, if I'm Bruce Allen and Daniel Snyder, and I'm running the Washington Redskins, I'm at every single Arizona Hotshots game taking a look at John Wolford. Buffalo might have cleaned up their quarterback position. You know, they got Josh Allen back, so that's pretty much going to take care of everything. I think they still have Anderson and Barkley under contract, so I don't think Wolford's going to be a good fit there, but definitely Washington. There's some other teams around the league that, like behind Deshaun Watson, if Deshaun Watson were to ever go down, why not have John Wolford there? So I like how good this guy performed in week 1. Obviously, it's 1 week, and he can't come out in week 2 and have no touchdowns and a couple picks. He's got to at least be positive in terms of his touchdowns to interceptions ratio. You know, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. You know, and right now he's got 4 touchdowns and no interceptions. If he can run that up to like 9-10 touchdowns before turning the ball over, that would be huge. But anyway, I'm John Kuzma. from endzoneblog.com's Across the Middle show. Check out endzoneblog.com. Thank you guys for listening. I hope everybody has a great day. I'm signing off. Take care.